from WHYY in Philadelphia.
In business, as in life, only one thing really matters. Respect. And a comfy restroom. It's another adventure of Eleanor Amplified. When last we left our heroes, they were deep in enemy territory. Posing as Angela Brandt, Professor Ignomi, and Lars Torso, Eleanor and her friends had infiltrated Mega Blurg headquarters, only to get embroiled in executive intrigue.
It's called Boardroom Cage Match.
Six executives enter, one leader lives.
No, it appears they've gotten more than they bargained for, as a new, ruthless corporate executive seems to have caught on to the gang's secret.
I don't know who these imposters are, but that is not Angela Brandt.
What?
I knew it! The doppelgangers! Here to spy on us? Why, it's probably Eleanor Amplified herself!
What? No, what? That's ridiculous! Look, I was using dramatic hyperbole!
Oh, so...
You thought I meant literally?
No, I was using hyperbole also.
No, you weren't! You thought Angela Brandt literally switched bodies with Eleanor Amplified!
Never!
I knew it was dramatic hyperbole. You're a fool, Brimlore.
Another point for the kid!
What? No!
How funny. What a funny thought.
Yes, how precisely spot-on hilarious.
Seriously, though, Brandt? Take your three-dimensional chess moves somewhere else. They don't work on smash hard stone.
I guess you're just too smart for me, smash hard stone.
Hey, I'm too smart for myself. And don't me forget it.
Hey, Beanie Weenies.
We're back.
Hope everyone enjoyed
Boardroom Cage Match!
We got the idea watching the Nature Channel.
So, we assume you all know who's the winner?
Yes,
yep.
We do!
Yes. Yeah, me.
Wait a minute, Brandt.
Settle down, hardhead. I'll get to you.
You leave Smash alone!
Come on, Monroe, you sycophantic lackey. You lose because you'll say anything to be close to power, but you have no real ideas, loyalty, or backbone.
Oh, she's right. I know, Mother, I heard her. Stop telling me what to do.
Good gravy, that was vicious.
Brimlore, you use cruelty, fear, and extortion to get what you want, but that's not leadership. It's just an astonishing abuse of a law degree.
I'll sue you for that.
No, you won't.
I know.
You're way out of line here, Brandt.
And you, Smash Hard Toes.
Heartstone!
Guess what, pal? You yell, bluster, and brag just to hide your own crippling insecurity and protect your fragile ego. Ever heard of projection? Paging Dr. Freud?
Ha! 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 Oh, sounds like the only insecure person in here!
Jeez, Angie, we said win the boardroom. That psychologically desecrate your enemies.
Yeah, Angie. Overkill. And what about Ignomi and Lars?
Nah, they're cool.
Okay, well, maybe we misjudged you, Angela, because that was brutal. But...
You still haven't told us what you would do to fix Megablurg.
I wouldn't do anything to fix Megablurg.
Ha! She doesn't have a plan!
I'd destroy it.
Interesting.
Continue, Angela.
I mean, another evil tech company? Boring! Everybody knows Megablurg is evil. No one cares.
That's what we said.
But what if we pull a 180? Dissolve the company, take all the money, and sink it into public education, healthcare, and fighting climate change. We'd take the entire world by surprise.
Okay, I get the surprise part, but...
How is that evil?
It's not.
And we just give away the money.
I thought you don't care about money.
We care about causing mayhem, chaos, and confusion.
And this would definitely confuse people.
Sure, but...
Think about it. A nice, peaceful society. A trusting world. Leaving you two free to come in and, you know, graffiti stuff or whatever.
We've got a little more than graffiti in mind, Angela.
Yes, Scratch, but I do have to say she's almost making sense.
Oscar, I was thinking the same thing.
Especially considering the goals of
Project Crystallia.
And what was Project Crystallia again?
Oh. For the last time, Angie, Project Crystallia is the songs and oh other avoid if as and yes it can be agreed.
Old education him to Archer any Aragi one held.
Is anybody getting this?
Sight and ask salt dry house.
And then we'll rule the world. Easy peasy.
Angie, we're so proud. You've done it again.
You are the winner of Boardroom Cage Match.
Oh, yay me.
Now get up to the roof. There's a helicopter waiting to bring you to the Spanferkel.
Yeah, the Spanferkel. Can't wait to go there. I'm gonna bring my lunkheads too, okay?
Sure, whatever. Just hurry up.
And make sure you get the big glowing orb to Vincent. He's waiting for it.
Uh-huh. And I'll just go ahead and destroy Megablurg, right?
Yeah, sure. Great. Sounds fun.
Destroy away, Angie. Bye ya.
Okay, you heard the bosses.
I can't believe this is happening.
Hell, Angela. Miss Brandt, that was incredible.
Way to bring down capitalism, Brandt.
Mrs. Madness, what have you done?
It's just business. Now, Smash, I want you to manage the transformation. Starting now, Megablurg stops all evil activity.
I don't like this, but I'm a total profesh. All right, I will crush this.
Can I fire anyone? It's my favorite thing to do.
No, Brimlaw. Instead, you're going to do some good with that law degree. Why don't you go draw up the paperwork to make Megablurg 100% non-profit? We're going to give away all our money.
But that only benefits the vast majority of the population.
Yep. And make sure everybody knows that this was my idea. Me, Angela Brandt.
This will be the biggest business failure in history.
You know, I see it differently. Barry, Lars, and Ignomi, come with me. We've got a date with a Spanferkel. Let's get to that chopper.
Hello, passengers. This is your captain speaking. Use the headsets to communicate and please strap in as we prepare for liftoff.
Thank you. And where are we going exactly?
Our destination is the Spanferkel, ma'am.
And where is that?
Whoa, hey, I didn't see you there, big fella. What do you weigh, like 2 tons?
I'm half robot.
Yeah, you sure are, and thank you for warning me about that before entering the aircraft.
Sorry.
It's just everyone's safety you're endangering, no big deal. Hey, hey, why doesn't everyone hold on real tight while I try to fly this thing, all right?
Okay.
I can't help but notice we're just flying straight up into the air.
That is correct, ma'am.
So is the Spanferkel an actual place or just like a state of mind?
As much as I enjoy being asked the same question repeatedly, if you look out the starboard window of the aircraft, you will see our destination.
I only see a large cloud.
No, Lars. I see it. That's no cloud.
Wait, my goodness. I see it too. It's a ship.
Oh, I sort of thought it looked like a tortoise.
I can't believe it, but that is an 18th century galleon. Spanish Navy, I believe.
That is incredibly specific. Are you two just messing with me, or... Oh, now I see it, yes.
It's surrounded by mist or vapor. It looks like a cloud.
But how is it just floating there?
You think that's the weird part?
It is none of my business why any of this is a surprise to you, but please prepare for landing on the deck of the Sven Ferkel. Please be advised that I cannot take off again until the wind dies down, so I will be waiting here patiently if anyone needs me. Please keep your head down as you exit the craft and have a nice day.
Miss Brandt! Miss Brandt! Miss Brandt! This way! Over here!
Over there! A doorway!
Hello, Miss Brandt. Professor Ignomi, Lars Robot. It's so good to see you again.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yes. Yes. We've met, obviously. Obviously.
Yes. Hello, friend.
Oh, you two. Always joking with Toadie.
Yeah.
We spent so much time together at that house in Los Angeles.
Yep. Oh, I remember
oh,
that.
Oh, so right, yes.
California.
Yes.
Yes.
Professor, remember that time you demanded a large half-calf, double-cupped, no-sleeve, salted caramel mocha latte?
Sure.
But I forgot the caramel. Oh, how you yelled at me. You screamed.
Yes, sorry, Toadie. I'm clearly a bad person. Please never listen to me again.
Why, Professor... That's the nicest thing you have ever said to me.
That makes sense.
Please, you must all be tired from your journey. Follow me. Master Vincent is waiting for you.
So, Toadie, this is a floating 18th century Spanish warship, correct?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. And what are you and Vincent doing up here anyway?
Why, what else, Miss Brandt? We're helping the Von Zwecks with their special plans.
Right, yes. So we're going to see Vincent?
Of course.
Poof. Vincent who?
Professor, are you working on your stand-up routine? Because you are full of the jokes today.
Ow, what?
Stop it.
You know, we expected you earlier, Miss Brandt.
Yes, I had a little business to destroy. Attend to.
Yes. We all have duties that guide the course of our lives, sometimes in directions we could never predict.
What?
People get busy. Here we are. Master Vincent awaits you in his private study. Master? Master Miss Brandt and her companions are here to see you.
Oh, come right in, Angela Brandt.
Why, thank you, Vincent. Nice to see you, or meet you for the first time.
I'm quite sure we've never met before.
Step closer.
Eleanor, there's someone else here, in the next room.
Wait, what?
Oh no. Eleanor, wait, it's a trap.
Toadie, now! Drop the net!
Yes, master!
What?
Hey, what is this?
That net could contain a horde of wild barracuda. Struggling is useless, Angela. Or should I say, Eleanor Amplified?
I don't know what you're talking about. What's the meaning of this?
Come on out, real Angela!
Hi there, Eleanor. This time, you're stuck for good.
Caught in an actual web of danger? What could be worse? A rope of peril? A gate of jeopardy? A fence of precariousness? And what will happen now that our heroes have come face to face with a legendary villain, heretofore thought to be ancient history? And will the gang ever get to switch back to their own bodies? Find out in the next mind-bending, body-flipping, metaphor-stretching adventure of Eleanor Amplify.
Support for Eleanor Amplified is provided by the Sutherland Family Charitable Fund.